Welcome to Solo Cleaning School. Are you ready to reshape your mindset and grow your solo cleaning business? Step into today's class with your guide, Ken Carfagno, so you can win for your family.
Welcome back to Solo Cleaning School. Let's dive back into my personal solo cleaning business here in the Philadelphia area and pick up where we left off. Normally, I would talk about different meetings I went to, network groups, takeaways. Those are all good, and there were some of those this week for sure. But what I really want to dive into is my own emotionality and where I am. I need to go back in time a little bit just to share where I've been in my heart and interest and desire for this cleaning company. Because you hear me talk on these podcasts and you just assume, oh, well, Ken did the pros of solo cleaning, so obviously everything's pros to him. There's no cons at all. That's not true. I've gone through all of the same struggles and the cons. Loneliness, pain, injury, not wanting to do it. I honestly, for many years, tried hard to get out of cleaning because I'm an engineer, after all, with a 4-year degree and part of a master's in engineering, and here I am, a cleaning company owner. Maybe that was just a pit stop along the way to something better. So I've always been looking for a door out. But every time I found a door out, there was like a new addition was put on the house that looked like really inviting, and I would walk that direction instead, and I'd find some better answers. And I said, okay, I guess I'm supposed to stay here in this cleaning business longer. And that's how it went for the first couple years. I tried to get out. The money wasn't there. Didn't make any sense, but I kept doing it. I mean, what else was I going to do? I felt like all I knew anymore was cleaning. And so I went and marched on with my life. And for a lot of it, I didn't find any joy in what I was doing. You know, I'm alone. I'm showing up at houses. I'm getting dirty every day. I mean, I didn't go to college for this. But that was also when I was doing a lot of one-time cleaning, and it was even more lonely than what I ended up doing in my first New York solo cleaning business. Because in one-time cleaning, where I was helping apartment property managers turn over apartments, I'd go there in the middle of the night or weekends, and it was always empty. Or if I was working for real estate agents, and they had listings for me, they were always empty. So I didn't really interact with that many people during the cleaning, and I didn't really get a lot of feedback on how good it was, which sometimes I did. It wasn't until I started taking on recurring clients every 2 weeks, once a month, and I started working for the same families week after week, or every other week after every other week, so twice a month. And course of a year, you get to know people, get to learn about their kids, sometimes grandkids, other parts of their family, their hobbies. You know, I remember like Tom, a good friend Tom, I worked for him for 10 years. This time of year, coming into obviously Super Bowl season and coming into the the March Madness soon, he was huge into college basketball. And he's a big Syracuse fan. I was a big Kansas Jayhawk fan. And we just talk brackets and just connect. And there's other people that I worked for years and years. And you just build connections. And they would thank me for what I do. And they would give me Christmas cards and Christmas bonuses. And think of me, you know, as a part of their family. And what was I doing? I'm doing the same thing I was doing in the empty apartments. Except now I'm doing that for a family. And it started to feel good. It started to change my heart toward the business I was running. It was a solo cleaning business, and I was helping people. I was helping families, and it gets addicting. Yes, is it hard to clean? You bet. And when you're optimized like I was, and you're doing 3 houses and sometimes 4 in a day, do you get tired? Yes. But is it worth it? That's the question. Because I truly felt that it was worth it. And I felt so strongly enough that this was a great business that I was able to promote it to my good friend Ian Trainer, who ended up buying my first business in upstate New York. And I wasn't selling him a pack of lies about what I thought the business could be. I told him, here's what it is. It's a great business where you get to serve other families and you can make great money and it's very flexible. And he says, that sounds great. And that's exactly what it was. And that's exactly what I truly believed in my heart by the time I went through 14 years of cleaning. But I tell you, I didn't feel that transition, that heart of service. I didn't feel that until I was given the opportunity to serve live in front of people that I would see week after week after week. It's a huge thing. So if you're out there solo cleaning and you're doing offices, yeah, you're going to see the owner or president or office manager. You will see them from time to time and they'll give you feedback and you will feel welcome. You will enjoy it. You will feel appreciated. You'll get notes. You'll get cards at Christmas. Those things will happen. If you're cleaning for apartment complexes or real estate agents, you might get some attaboys. But essentially, if it's a real estate agent, you're cleaning for them and for their client that's moving to another state and you'll never talk to them again. So it's not like you're going to see that same person over and over again. But when you've got recurring house cleaning clients, that's the sweet spot for how you can really serve, because you will absolutely become a part of their family if you allow yourself to become that. You've got to be willing to open up, share pictures of your family members, tell them things going on in your life. Now, I'm not saying be negative, don't gossip, don't complain, just share, have conversation. You're in the kitchen cleaning and they happen to be coming in for lunch to make something. Don't just leave on your earbuds and listen to audiobook. Like, that's a good thing. Shut it down for a little bit and communicate. Build a relationship, build some trust, get to know them, and you'll be glad you did. So I found that in my first business. And the more that I felt that, the easier cleaning got. But I also needed to have something that kept me motivated. And for a good 5 years, we were focused on getting out of debt. And so I would listen to Dave Ramsey's show every morning. I had a routine. I'd show up at a house, first house, listen to 2 hours, 3 episodes of Dave Ramsey's show. And by that time, I had the whole house almost done. So it was like Dave Ramsey for the first house, finish up, go to the next house and listen to part of an audiobook or maybe some sports talk or whatever that was on. And that would help me get through the day. But other times I also had a big dream, other projects I was working on the side, a big why. And that helped me also because I knew I was cleaning and I might be getting tired, but I was doing it for a bigger purpose, whether it was more time with my family, for freedom, for to do this or that. So you got to identify those things in your life. So you're going to be out there cleaning houses. And I do want you to know that it's okay if you're angry. It's okay if it's if you're depressed. I'm going to tell you what I told Ian when he took over my business. I said, Ian, you are excited right now taking on this business. It's upstate New York, the Adirondacks. It's green. It's beautiful. It's June. It's July. It's the summer. You are going to love your cleaning business this summer. And he did. But I said, Ian, February is coming. I won't be here anymore. I'll be in Philadelphia by then. And February, it's dark at 4:20. And it's negative 9 degrees with 2 feet of snow outside. And you got to trudge that equipment out of your truck, into the house, try and warm up, clean, get back outside, do it again and again and again in the freezing cold. And you got to bring your stuff inside after you're done cleaning for the day. Otherwise, the morning, your bottles will freeze over and you got to spend 15 minutes thawing them out every day. This is a hassle. You will not enjoy it, but I do challenge you, that time is going to come. February is going to come. You're not going to like your business and you're going to question whether you made a good decision. You're going to question whether you should keep doing it. But I want to say also, springtime is coming also again. Springtime is coming again, Ian. May and June, the Tulip Festival in Albany and all the flowers growing and the Strawberry Festival up there and all the different things that they do and the weather coming and all of a sudden, the green on the trees again, the ice cream trucks, and everyone's going outside, and the pools are opening, and you're back into your excitement mode of cleaning. It's going to be seasons for you. So when you hit that low season, just know that it's there, and it's okay to be in that place. Just know it's going to get better. I wanted to tell that story because this week's update I'm going to spend entirely on me going back to that place of being in February, in that middle season. Because cranking up this solo business a second time was not my ideal situation. I mean, we had worked so hard for all those years, and we sold our company, and now we're doing consulting and coaching and work from home on the side, and it's intoxicating. It's so exciting that I could be home every day with my wife and my kids who are homeschooled, and I could work from home. But the reality is I didn't have enough income on the side to be able to not clean anymore. I was fooling myself. And so I made the decision after being at some retreats, the Tole Freedom retreats, and getting other business owners' perspective on what I should be doing and how I should kind of split my time. And it was the right move. It was time to really crank up my cleaning business again. And so I did that in September, and this podcast launched in October 2019. Right at the same time, I decided to crank up my business. At the point when I cranked it up again, we just had three offices. That's it. Just under $2,000 in revenue per month. But we needed more. We needed to make a shift. And so if you follow along with the growth of this business, you know that I now have two houses to go with those three offices. And I got both of them in the same week. It was so exciting. I felt like Ian in the summertime in the Adirondacks. I was so excited to grow, to get these new clients. I went to the first visit of each and I did a great job. But now I'm in February. I go to Erica's house for the second time. And the first time took me a while because I went overboard. I went going the extra mile. I spent close to 5.5 hours doing an initial cleaning, just part one. I'm there the second time to do more initial cleaning work. And I thought I'd be out of there in 3 hours, 3.5 hours. I mean, I'm an optimizer. I know all my tricks on how to get fast. And I spent 3.5 hours. And I say, okay, I know I'll get faster. But I was worn out after those 3.5 hours. I'm out of practice, everyone. Solo cleaning school, I'm out of practice. Ken, me, I was running 17 clients back in New York, putting them on 2 days a week. I would hammer them out on, what is that, Thursday, on Friday, boom, boom, house to house to house. I was in shape. I thought I was in shape. I was in gym shape because I've been going to the gym, but I'm not in house cleaning shape. That's a different story. You have to get back into house cleaning shape, and I was out of house cleaning shape, and I'm at Erica's house, and I'll tell you what, it took me way too many minutes. Just leave it that way. To get this house done. Now, do I compromise? No, I did excellence on the job and they were very happy. But I just want to be real with you guys. I got done and I knew that I still had two offices to clean that night with my son. But I came home, I had about a 2 hour break in between. I came home and I laid down on my couch and I did nothing. And I just looked at the ceiling and my wife came in and says, "What's wrong?" I said, "I don't want to do this anymore. I don't want to do this anymore. I'm tired of this. Doing this 14 years. I got to do something else. I don't want to do this." And she asked, like, "What happened?" I said, "Nothing happened. I just realized that I actually have to do the work. It's not just going and finding new clients. I have to show up and actually clean there. And it takes 3 hours or 4 hours or 2 hours." She said, "Well, yeah, you did that before." I'm like, "I know, I'm having a moment. Let me have my moment." And that's where I was. I was pouting, had my big pucker lips out, and I was pouting. I was tired, and I didn't want to do it. And honestly, the outlook wasn't that exciting either. I mean, I did have one estimate that was coming up, so maybe we'd get a third house. But I have no idea what my goal was for 2020. The only thing I knew is that I have you guys listening to what I'm teaching and what I'm doing and how I'm building this new business, and I'm accountable to you. And I knew I wanted to grow. I just didn't have a SMART goal yet. And I just was struggling. Just struggling. That's all. In the pits. I was hurt. I was tired. I was weak. And I wanted out. But I could not get out because when you commit, you're in. And so I was already committed to doing this house, these offices. So I'm like, oh, well, spring's coming. Spring's coming. Summer's coming. The leaves are coming back on the trees. The mountains will look gorgeous. The lakes are swimmable. Okay, this snow, this deep rut that I'm in will fade. And you know what? It did. It happened a lot faster than I thought it would. Because that night, I'm cleaning an office, and I get on a phone call with Rachel. Now, Rachel and I go way back to when I first started coaching in Smart Cleaning Biz. She has a company down in the Golden Isles of Georgia. I'll link her in the show notes. But this time, the role switched, and Rachel coached me because I was whining. I was trying to help her because she's trying to figure some things out. But I started whining, like, Rachel, I've been doing this forever. I don't want to do it anymore. She's like, I hear you. I feel the same way. And she helped me. She really did. And what she helped me see, she's like, Ken, look what you did for Ian. You have fully trained another person that was not ever a cleaner before. You taught them how to take over your business. You trained them, and now they're helping and serving those families just like you were. Ken, it'll happen for you again. And she also sensed that I was a little bit apprehensive about hiring people because I'm the solo cleaning guy. And I am. But she reminded me, you trained Ian to run his own business. You could train others. And I'll tell you, this really did energize me. I got off that call and I felt like, you know what? Spring is coming. So what that I had a rough day? So what cleaning was hard today? So what I'm hurt, I'm tired, I'm angry. I don't want to do this anymore. Forget all that. You know what? No one ever said you have to love what you're doing every single time you do it. No one ever said that it's going to always be easy. Because it's not. I remember watching my father as a kid. He worked for Philadelphia Electric Company. And he was out there digging trenches. And he's a hard worker. I got my work ethic from him. And when I was all warm and cozy in my bed, he's getting up at 5 o'clock in the morning. And he's going to work. And it's the middle of summer, and he's got to get inside this fire retardant suit in case there's a leak and the fire company's in. He's sitting inside, or he's working inside of this full canvas suit, sweating his guts out and working like that hour after hour after hour. Or it's the middle of the winter, and it's dark. He's getting up at 5 a.m. and he's digging ditches below 0 degrees, and I'm nice and cozy in my little school building at my desk, and he's out there in the cold. He didn't love it every time he went. He just did it. Because that's what men do. And I learned that from him. And so I knew that I had to fight through. Because on the other side of the adversity, on the other side of I don't want to do this anymore, on the other side of I don't want to do this anymore, on the other side of I don't want to do this anymore, whatever emotion it is, on the other side was I can't wait to grow this bigger. I can't wait to serve more people. I can't wait. I can't wait. I can't wait. And that's how the week ended for me. I didn't go into full detail on all the different pieces, but I will share this also. In the same week, once I got my attitude straight, here's what happened. I got a call back from Kayla at Sammy's Bullfrog Cafe. And why don't you come on in for an estimate? If you go back to the episode, because you're a business person, I'm at Sammy's Bullfrog Cafe with Andrea Slavic talking. And afterward, hand my business card out, gave him a review on Google. She was thankful. Hey, can you come in for an estimate? We never booked it. It's been a while. And here it happens. Once I got over myself and changed my attitude and stopped being so stinking selfish because I didn't want to do it like I'm a little 5-year-old, I got my heart right. I got my attitude right. And I was rewarded immediately with this estimate. And I got to meet Sam, the owner of Sammy's Bullfrog, heard the story, was able to get an estimate and proposal together for him and sent it out over the weekend. And who knows what that'll become? Who knows if a business meeting with a real estate agent in a brand new cafe would turn into a brand new client? Who knows? Maybe it will, maybe it won't. But either way, this week ends and my attitude is right and I'm ready to grow. So if you find yourself in that place of, I don't want to do this anymore, or I don't want to do this anymore, or you've got pain, oh, I don't want to do this anymore. Wherever you are, just know spring is coming. Keep fighting. All right, thank you so much for listening to the Solo Cleaning School. I really hope that that episode was a treasure to you and it helps you through the hard times, and you can use this as a companion to get you through it if you need.
Thank you for listening to Solo Cleaning School. Class is dismissed.